There were 55 face-to-face sessions, 400 people involved in those. We also received 40 written submissions as well. So lots and lots of people have provided their input into the final design. A lot of thinking had gone into this before the consultation period commenced. This is really getting into the nitty-gritty of how to work on the ground.
A lot of the feedback from livestock agents in particular and sale yard operators, councils that own those sale yards, has been that the consultation has actually been really poor and they feel like they don't know the next step forward. So what's your response to that?
Well, they've had an opportunity to have their say. There are some people who just don't want it to happen. So they're not interested in a question or a discussion with us about how it's going to happen. They want to re-prosecute the case about whether it's going to happen or not. And that ship has sailed. Our dairy industry is worth $2 billion a year to the Victorian economy. Our livestock industry is worth around the same, another $2 billion a year. We have holes in our current system that expose us to a risk that I'm not comfortable with. This is also something that's been coming a long time.
Now that you've got the peak livestock agent body, you know, they're basically putting together a petition against this. Is that a big barrier going forward? Because I'm guessing livestock agents are pretty key to have on side in making this happen.
It's not a barrier to going forward. Look, there will always be people and organisations that will resist change. But I have asked every farmer running a sheep or a goat that I have met in the last 12, if not 18 months, what they think of this, and there's a lot of support for it in industry. This isn't a reform that can wait until 100% of people are ready to embrace it.
There's a lot of people that might support it in principle, but just say that they can't envision it happening at sale yards. I mean, John Wild set up the NLIS system for cattle using these tags. He knows how this works and he says, I can't actually see it happening.
Well, we're confident that the technology is and we'll be providing resources to help make that change. We'll be providing a cost-neutral tag in the transition period. And yeah, I think this is a change that people are ready for.
One of the big calls is for this time period to be extended so that there is proper trials in sale yards during the busy periods throughout an 18-month period before we actually bring in that requirement. Will you consider that?
Look, we have made the announcement in August. The implementation date is the 1st of January. This is not something that's been done on a whim. This is something that Victoria has been contemplating for a long time.
Livestock agents say that's not the case, that they haven't been part of discussions and they haven't had enough time.
The farmers that I've been speaking to about this, I think, are...
What about livestock agents?
The industry is ready for this change, and that's not everybody, but I'm confident that we'll be able to implement this and introduce this in a way that brings everyone along.
Some of the suggestions have been around changing, I guess, some of the rules that have been set out. So you've said all sale yards will need to be scanning by mid-2017. A big suggestion that keeps coming up is why not only scan sheep that are going from farm to farm, not scan those that are going straight to a processor because they'll be scanned there. So are you open to suggestions when it comes to those basic ground rules?
Look, it's a very genuine consultation. Draft rules were well considered, but they're draft rules and we were genuinely wanting to know what people thought about how they would operate in effect.
Those changes, like whether a sale yard has to scan every single sheep that comes through or whether they don't, is a pretty big thing to consider in the lead up to investing in the equipment and trialling this type of thing. So when are these decisions going to be made?
Well, we'll be in a position to make announcements about these in about 2 weeks.
And the funding, you still can't give any ballpark figure about how much is going to this, because that will be a huge game changer for those considering how it will work and if it will work.
I'm confident that people will have their concerns allayed somewhat in a couple of weeks.